The exhibit is being done in collaboration with the international company SRAM, which makes high-end bicycle components. Hilary Nitka, a board member of the Kimball, said the display in the Badami Gallery is something she's wanted to do for quite a while.
It was a project that I heard about from a woman that used to work for the World Bicycle Relief. And my daughter was living in Boulder with her and said, you know, this is a project. I've always wanted to do a bike project in Park City that combined art, bikes, and just a general cycling aesthetic. So I heard about the SRAM Park project and called David Zimbaroff and argued with him for a while. And he finally said, you can do it. He said Park City combines art, cycling, and philanthropy, and appreciates interesting exhibits.
The program previously appeared in New York and Chicago. Proceeds from sales of the pieces will be divided between the Kimball and SRAM's World Bicycle Relief Program. David Zimbaroff, the global marketing director for SRAM, explained the concept behind the exhibit.
I've been with them for about 18 years, and along the way, we founded a nonprofit about 5 years ago called World Bicycle Relief. And part of our effort to raise awareness and financing or fundraising for World Bicycle Relief, I came up with this idea to merge what we do on the for-profit side, which is make great bike parts, and the nonprofit side. So we challenged artists to make a piece of sculpture out of our bike parts. Started about 3 years ago. The first show, as Hilary mentioned, was in Chicago. We had about 85 pieces, and we raised a little over $100,000 for World Bicycle Relief. And so we just decided to keep it going. We did another one in Canada, and then following Canada, we did one in New York.
Zimbaroff explained the rules for the artists participating in the show.
What I do is I go around to our factories all around the world, and I gather identical boxes of 100 pieces. And the rules are quite simple. Every artist gets the same box and the same challenge. And all they have to do is use a minimum of 25 of those pieces. They can incorporate those pieces with other mixed media, other materials of their choice, as long as they adhere to the size and weight restrictions so that we can display them. But every artist gets the same thing. So it's a blank canvas for everybody. It's a new canvas, and it's really fascinating to see what the artists come up with. Every piece is completely different.
The exhibit launches today, Friday, July 26th, and runs until August 25th. An eBay auction of the pieces takes place August 6th to the 12th during the tour of Utah.
I've got 28 artists that have created sculptures 20 inches by 20 inches by 20 inches, no more than 70 pounds, that are on exhibit now at the Kimball. They will be sold up until August 6th, the start of the tour of Utah. It becomes an auction on eBay, and all pieces will be available. A few pieces have already sold, however, which is really good news for us.
Zimbaroff said the Bicycle Relief Program aims to improve the lives of people through the power of bicycles.
We basically focus on three areas: education, healthcare, and microfinance. What we do with the money is we build bicycles all over the world. We're currently focused in sub-Saharan Africa. We build bicycles, and we donate those bicycles to either children who normally would walk to school, now they can ride a bike to school, or healthcare workers who would normally walk to treat their clients, give them a bike that can, you know, quadruple their efficiency so they can treat more patients in a timely manner. Or in some cases, we've developed microfinance programs where entrepreneurs who would normally walk their goods to market can now buy a bike at an affordable rate and then ride their goods to market.
David Zimbaroff from SRAM, who said their next bike exhibit takes place in Germany or maybe another U.S. city. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroff.